It is a common sight during the festive season to see an influx of foreign registered cars, most sporting the GP tag of South Africa's Gauteng province, while others come from Botswana, Namibia or Zambia. Public buses and airplanes are also full, an indication that Zimbabweans are scattered all over the world in pursuit of greener pastures. While precise figures are difficult to come by, the non-profit RAND Corporation estimates that there are at least 2 million Zimbabweans living outside the country, most in neighboring countries, but some are as far-flung as Australia, the United Kingdom and the United States. But Zimbabweans at home have mixed feelings about the sizable group that returns home maybe once a year. For some like Maureen Moyo, who has a brother working in South Africa, the festive season is a time for family reunions and money spent on friends and family, with no worries about tomorrow.
I think it's a good thing that people who are in South Africa have come back for the holiday from the UK, from Australia, because hey, home is always best. So this is a good break for the people who are coming from outside, because when you are home, usually you feel you are free, because most of the, and usually they will tell you that they will be working overtime, trying to make ends meet, so that when they come back home, they can invest.
Others like Getima Posa, however, believe that it is no longer productive to go searching for greener pastures outside the country due to the dollarization of the economy. She says dollarization has eroded the buying power of those working in the diaspora who used to come and spend lavishly on friends and family. But foreign currency doesn't go as far now without the Zimbabwean dollar.
It seems we are almost equivalent, those who are working in South Africa and those who are working in Zimbabwe. And sometimes it seems that those who are working in South Africa, they are earning less money as compared to us here in Zimbabwe. So it's far much better to us who are here in Zimbabwe, because you find those people are earning maybe less, 1,000 or less, which when you come here, you cater for transport, for food, then the money is gone.
If Zimbabweans go abroad searching for greener pastures, are the pastures always greener? Matilda Kacheni works in South Africa's Gauteng province. She says living in countries like South Africa and Botswana is challenging, especially for those working there illegally. Fear of xenophobic attacks and deportation is a constant worry.
This problem of Zimbabweans being treated with hate by South Africans mainly affects the illegal immigrants. For those people who live in South Africa legally, they at least live in peace there. The illegal immigrants are always at risk from xenophobic attacks from the South Africans, since they are considered as the people who are putting a strain on the economy of South Africa.
Nathan Nyati, who works in Francistown, Botswana, says the lifestyle led by most Zimbabweans living outside the country is characterized by long working hours, leaving no time for relaxation and leisure. This makes a return home during the festive season so important.
So when they come back here home, one of the reasons why the people make a lot of noise, they splash things around, is their time to rest. Because when people are in the diaspora, it doesn't matter how good a job you've got, if you're not in your country, there's a lack of freedom, there's a fear of being deported. So they are here, no one can deport them. That's why sometimes you find they go to extremes.
Having a mother, father, husband or wife living abroad also places strain on families. Maureen Moyo, whose brother works in South Africa, says that strain can often lead to domestic disputes.
When they come back, they find that there are some things that might have gone wrong, especially those who are married and they've gone for a long period of time. When they come back, they might find that their women are married, they have been impregnated by other men, and usually this ends up in bad situations. Some of them will be killed, some of them will be injured.
Police also suspect that a number of Zimbabwean criminals seek refuge in neighboring countries and return to Zimbabwe during the festive season, hoping to nab people's cash. This year, police in Matabeleland have issued an alert warning potential criminals that law enforcement is out in full force to maintain security and nab non-suspects. Despite differing sentiments on the presence of those working in the diaspora during the festive season, it remains that for most, this is a rare opportunity to be with family and friends back home. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, this is Notando Spanda.